The director of marketing and communication for the rescue mission, Lisa Thompson, says some of the logistics are still being sorted out, but those new bikes will provide more options for shelter guests looking to get to a job or an appointment on a timely basis as an option to taking the bus.
Part of a team building exercise with the goal of assembling and donating them to the rescue mission. So we were super thrilled about that. They did their team building, then they brought the bikes down to Roanoke, and Cardinal Bike came over and generously donated their time to help finalize these bikes and make sure that they were safe.
Tyler Carter is the Community Reinvestment Administrator for a bank founded in Rocky Mount by his grandfather 50 years ago. Carter says the rescue mission was one of three nonprofits that received new bicycles.
Our focus is making sure to give opportunities to people in our communities to prosper. And, you know, one thing when we pulled together for this brand launch event, we thought of, no better way than kind of pulling together, using that time of all of our manpower together in three different locations, putting together something that would benefit our community. Bikes was something that kind of came up. We partnered with three different nonprofits throughout our footprint.
Lisa Thompson says the bike donation offer from Carter Bank, which is based in Martinsville, came unexpected. She says the new bikes will allow rescue mission guests to be even more independent as they look to rebuild their lives. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.